Hello, my children. I am the Maharishi Yogi, and I will be your path to enlightenment. I wish for you to have the power of infinite consciousness and spiritual connectivity to the universe. That is my greatest gift that I could give mankind. At least that is what I tell myself on an ongoing basis. Today we're going to talk about self-talk. What is it like for you? What type of self-talk do you have rolling around in that cavern of your cranium? Well, I myself struggle with this once in a while, and perhaps you could learn something from my journey. Some of my sorrows may teach you lessons. So you do not have to feel like a bad yogi or a yogi that nobody listens to. You may not need to feel the ridicule of 1,000 stares per day as I walk around in my sandals and my robe, not quite confident of who I am and what I'm doing on this planet, this little marble of an earthly nature. Because I wish for you to be a confident person who knows what their meaning in this complex web of life is. You see, my dream is to help thousands of people through my audio podcasts, my meditations that I have yet to create and really have yet to firm up with a publisher of any sort whatsoever in an audio form. And every morning I say to myself, you are good yogi. Just because you drive around in a 2015 Jetta that is fully loaded with the sport package, fog headlights, double sunroof, an incredible Bose sound system, tires that are much too large for the car but look absolutely fabulous, similar to what those tires looked like on the van in the movie The Bad News Bears, because I remember watching that when I was a kid. I wanted to have a van. I was only 12, I think, 13. And I was nowhere near the driving age, and I already started looking at tires and vans, and I wanted to have one of those. But in the morning times, I sometimes get up and say, I'm not a good yogi. Nobody listens to me. People stare at me constantly when I'm at Starbucks getting my double pumpkin latte. And I do not want that for you. I want for you to be proud of what you are, and every morning to be fueled by the energy of the universe. So that is why I changed my routine a little bit. You see, every morning when I would shower with the special herbs prepared to me from India, very clean, natural herbs. Unfortunately, natural herbs never do as quite a good a job of cleaning your important parts as a fresh bar of Irish Spring. That's something that has yet to be figured out. They could fly someone into space, but they cannot find out how to clean somebody in a natural way compared to a very commercial Old Spice. That is something that I may have to ask the universe for some assistance on. But I used to listen to podcasts every morning as I was in the shower. And although I enjoyed it, one day, accidentally did not turn on my brand new iPhone 6 Plus with 128 gigabyte, it's not 128 gigabyte of RAM. I did not turn it on, so I was left to my own devices in the shower, just me, my herbs, and my robe. And I found something absolutely incredible, and I want for you to know that it started out my day beautifully, and I felt like a better yogi, a yogi who is deserving of praise and admiration. I was flooded with ideas and inspiration because I was left to my own devices in the shower. I had no distractions in my mind. You know how they tell you that people get the best ideas when they're in the shower? There is something there, and I could tell you what it is. You, my children, hopefully one day my disciples and listeners to my audiobook. It is, you are connected to the earth. when the water is flowing and you're touching the water, and the water is literally connected to the earth through the drain, through the pipes, into the grounding system, even into the sewer system. Please do not think unclean thoughts because you are connected to the sewer system. You are connected to the universe. Do you get it? Because you are grounded, you are now getting the infinite power of the universe. Ideas will flood to you. That is my wish for you today. Try it. Do not turn the radio on when you go in the shower. Do not listen to podcasts. Let the universal consciousness flow into your mind with ideas and confidence for your day. One more thing I want to tell you. When you get out of the shower, whatever idea you had, whether it is small or whether it is grand, like my idea to start an audio book with meditations, write it down in your iPhone, your Android, have a pad of paper there, dictate it to your assistant, or whoever is going to be toweling you off when you get out. Tell them and make a note of it. And don't underestimate the power of this, my friends. I want to say, it's been a pleasure talking to you. May the universal consciousness bless you, as it has, well, as it one day probably will bless me. You've got to think that what I'm doing here is going to help some people, and karma will work out in my favor. Although, as of right now, it's definitely not the case.